Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today, I want to discuss the rewards of the fear of the Lord. Because God releases rewards to those who reverence Him. Now, we've been stating this about the definition of the fear of the Lord, but let me repeat it one more time. The fear of the Lord is a reverential awe of God. It is our love, our worship, and complete submission to His authority. And this is very important, what I'm saying. See, because we don't get to pick and choose the things we obey and disobey in God's Word. No, we are to submit to total obedience to God and dependence upon His holy Word, the Bible. That's what the fear of the Lord is all about. Now, when we talk about the fear of the Lord, folks, listen, we need to ask God to give us a revelation of who He really is. Because, you know, in the Word of God says, it says all of the other little g gods that people call gods were idols. They were just things that people made. But God created the heavens and the earth. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation of our great Creator. In Exodus 15 and 11, it says, who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory and working wonders? You know, people ask, does God want me to be afraid of Him? Well, my friend, the more you begin to understand the greatness of God's glory, fear and awe will simply become a natural response to that. You see, the Scriptures are rich with revelation about the attributes of God, His omnipotence, His glory, and His holiness. David said in Psalm 8 and 3, he says, when I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are people that you should think about them? And the Son of Man, that you should visit Him. You see, God created the universe by speaking it into existence. Now, I'm asking you to pray as you listen to this message, because it's so important for you to receive the fear of the Lord in your life so that you can fulfill your destiny, number one, but secondly, so that God can release the blessings that He wants to give you in your life every single day. In Hebrews chapter 11 and 3, it says, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. People wonder what the Big Bang, the this, the that. Listen, the Bible says it was at God's command. However He did it, it was at His command. Now, David mentioned the moon. The moon is approximately 238,000 miles away from the earth. Earth is about four times the size of the moon. But this is the thing that gets me. If the sun were hollow, around 1.3 million Earths could fit inside of it. Our sun. That's how big it is. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 25, it says, to whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Ask the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Now, if there were just a few stars, that would be one thing. But scientists tell us that the Milky Way galaxy, that's where the Earth resides, contains over 100 billion stars. God knows all of their names. Approximately 10 to 20% of these stars are similar to the size of our sun. I already told you how many Earths could fit inside of our sun. Now, there are an estimated actually, this is over an estimated 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. Are you getting this? God is very, very difficult for us to understand his greatness, who he really is, who we're really dealing with. The Bible tells us that when Moses was on Mount Sinai in the presence of God, he trembled with fear. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 21, it says, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid. I am trembling. Psalm 2 and 11, it says, serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. Rejoice that the Lord loves you, but don't forget he is God. Don't forget who he is. In Ephesians, that is in Philippians 2 and 12, Philippians 2 and 12, it says, wherefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So when we talk about the fear of the Lord, folks, understand who we are serving, the God of creation. In Isaiah 33 and verse 6, it tells us that when you fear the Lord, it releases God's blessings upon you. How many of you want to walk in the blessings of God every day? Amen. Then walk in the fear of the Lord. Listen to what this little verse says. It says, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Now, in the original language, his treasure actually means his treasury and his weapons store. His treasury and his weapons store. In other words, God rewards the fear of the Lord with blessing, divine resources, and protection. Now, I want to share with you the rewards available to you by walking in the fear of the Lord and reverencing him. So here we are. I'm going to give you 12. Number one, abundant blessing. Abundant blessing. In Psalm 31 and 19, it says, your goodness is so great, you have stored up great blessings for those who fear you. And these blessings that the Bible is talking about are the ones released for obedience to God. We find them in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Read that chapter to see more, but I'm just going to read a few verses. It says, and starting at verse 2, all these blessings will come to you and stay close to you because you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Verse 4 says, you will be blessed. I think that's enough to start with. You can read the rest on your own. Number 2, the second reward is wisdom and prolonged life. Now, this is so important, folks, for us to take the word of God literally and to use it when you talk to God. We should be talking to God based on his words, not on ours. In fact, the Bible says we don't even know how to pray. The Bible says the Holy Spirit comes and he prays through us a prayer that's compatible with the will of God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when you talk to God, use his words. Speak back to him things that he's telling you. And what I just told you was the second reward of the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and especially this last one I like, prolonged life. In Proverbs chapter 9 and 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Your days will be multiplied and years of life added to you. Proverbs 10 and 27 says, fear the Lord and you will lengthen your life. Did you hear what I said? These are scriptures that we need to be saying back to God. How many of you want to live a long life? Let me see your hands. Yeah. See, the fear of the Lord will multiply your days and years of life will be added to you. Proverbs 10 and 27 says, the fear of the Lord lengthens one's life. Now, I want to give you a real experience from the Bible, real life experience. In 2 Kings, write this down, 2 Kings chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. You can look this up for yourself, but I'm going to read part of the story. Because this is what God did for Hezekiah. And if he did it for one, he'll do it for all. God is not a respecter of person. If he did it for this person, he'll do it for you too. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, at that time, Hezekiah became so sick that he almost died. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to see him and told him, this is what the Lord says. Make arrangements because you are going to die. Now, I want you to remember what I just said. What the scripture said is, the Lord sent him to Hezekiah and said, make arrangements because you are not going to live, but die. But now listen what happens next. Verse 2. Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. He spoke to God. He said, Lord, please remember that I always obeyed you. I have given myself completely to you and have done whatever you told me to do. And then Hezekiah cried loudly before the Lord. Verse 4. Before Isaiah had left the middle of the courtyard of the castle, the Lord spoke to him and said, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of his ancestor David, says, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears, so I will heal you. Now, wait. Didn't he just say, it's your time to die? Didn't Hezekiah turn his face to the wall and say, oh, Lord, remember me. I obeyed you. I did everything you said. Do you really think I have to die? Are you getting this? God changed his mind because a man prayed, saying, I obeyed you. I did what you told me to do. Isn't there a blessing in that? Shouldn't I live a little longer than people who have disobeyed you? Shouldn't I just have a little bit more a blessing, a little longer? You love people who obey you. I'll keep on obeying you, Lord. And he cried real loud. Some of you remember your children when they did that, even if they were bad, you still looked at them with pity when they cried loudly. The Bible says, before Isaiah had left the middle of the courtyard, the Lord said, go back. Tell him I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. I will add 15 more years to your life. If God did it for him, he will do it for you. If you believe that, give God some praise. You don't have to die. No matter what the doctor says, even if God tells you you're going to die, you can do what Hezekiah did and probably get 15 more years. Because God is not a respectable person. I thought you liked that scripture.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number 3, the third reward is healing for your body. Folks, look, I'm trying to tell you something today. When you come to the Lord and pray, don't just ask for help. Remind him of what his word says. Say, Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Proverbs 3 and 7, it says, fear the Lord and shun evil. Listen, for this will bring health to your body. When you fear the Lord and you shun evil, it brings health to your body and nourishment to your bones. I never knew your bones had to be nourished. Probably doctors will tell you, no, your bones have to be, doctor, yeah, be nourished too. But it's in the scriptures. So when you need healing, you need to say, wait, let me give you the scripture verse, because I know the Lord knows the verse. He put it in here, Proverbs 3. Verse 7 to 8, it says, fear the Lord and shun evil. Why? Because this will bring health to your body. Tell him, Lord, you said. I believe everything you said. Number 4, the fourth reward, provision for all you need. Provision for all you, if you reverence and fear God, you will have provision for everything you need. That's what God promised you in Psalm 34, 9. Let the Lord's people show him reverence, for those who honor him will have everything they need. You may see that I'm in need here, but God promised that if I reverence him, I already have it. I got everything I need. Well, we can't see it now, but God says I've got it, which means it's still coming. I believe the word of God. I reverence him. I've got everything that I need. You know, Philippians 4:19 says, God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God's riches never run out. Never, 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 never run out. God shall supply all your needs according to his supply, and it never runs out. Let me give you number 5. We're talking about the rewards for operating in the fear of the Lord, respecting him, reverencing him. Divine direction. Many people are looking for divine direction, and they pray for it. In fact, that is one of the major prayers that everybody prays for. Lord, please direct me, direct my life. But I'm going to tell you, if you're not walking in the fear of the Lord, it's not going to happen. It won't happen. And Psalm 25 and 12, it says, who then is the man that fears the Lord? For he will instruct him in the way chosen for him. So you've got to be prepared for God to change your direction when you ask him for direction. You've got to be prepared to change your occupation when God says you should be doing this, not that. You've got to be ready to say, I can't marry this person because God says that's not the one. Even when I get to the altar, I got to say, I'm sorry. God says, you're not the one. Sorry, I'm telling you now. But at least I didn't wait till we step onto the other side and tell you. So if you want divine direction, you have got to be willing to walk in the fear of the Lord, because the basis of the fear of the Lord is to obey God. See, some of you say, oh, God's not telling me. He's not telling you because you're not going to listen. Why should God tell you something when you're not going to listen? Your mother has told you, your father has told you, your best friends have told you. Everybody is saying love is blind, but the neighbors ain't. We know that's not the one. Why are you doing it? Well, I'm just praying. You're not going to hear God say anything different. You have made up your mind. Who am I talking to? Oh, Lord, have mercy today. Divine direction. Psalm 25, 12. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him. He will instruct him. He will instruct him in the way, listen, chosen for him. God reveals his plan for your life, not yours. So you got to be willing to change if you want to know God's true direction. And if you don't have to say ouch, give God some praise for the truth. Proverbs 3 and 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, folks, look, in present situations, all you see what's happening, all you can tell is what's happening now. All you can tell is what I'm feeling now. All you can tell is this looks good. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If he's changing your mind, it's because you have to depend upon him. It's because you're supposed to be seeking his will in all you do, and then he'll show you the path to take. The Bible goes on to say, and don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you know better than God, because you don't. You don't. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to get off of this. Folks, it is better to follow the Lord and be disappointed initially because you will praise him later on than for you to do what you want to do and live a life of regret. I will never forget there was a service in our last location in South Lake. And I was talking about this very thing, about doing the will of God and how God will speak to you. This young lady stood up during the message and began crying, saying, God told me not to marry him. God told me not to. I knew it, but I had all this pressure. I had already made my, everything was all done. I heard him, don't do it. And I did it. And Pastor, I'm so miserable. People, I'm so miserable. She, right in the middle of my sermon, I wanted to say, honey, I'm preaching. But she was experiencing. My mind was just a sermon on the truth. She was living the truth. See, don't let it come to that for you, that you want to stand up in a service and say, he's telling the truth. God told me, and I still did it. Number 5 is divine direction. Proverbs 25 and 12. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. The Bible says, seek his will, not your own. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path that you should take. Now, whether you take it or not, that's up to you. Number six. The sixth reward is keep evil from your doorstep. It will keep evil from your doorstep. In Proverbs 19 and 23, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. That person will not be visited with evil. Number 7, deliverance from your enemies. 2 Kings 17 and 39, it says, fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you from the hand of your enemies. This is some good stuff.
This concludes part 1. Be sure and join us Monday for part 2. And thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is 12 Rewards of the Fear of the Lord. This is part 1. Now, Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.